rising, repeat them to your children. Or may your house fall apart. May illness impede you. May your children turn their faces from you. Chapter 1. The Journey. I was captured by the fascist militia on the 13th of December 1943. I was 24, with little wisdom, no experience, and a decided tendency, encouraged by the life of segregation forced on me for the previous 4 years by the racial laws, to live in an unrealistic world of my own, a world inhabited by civilized Cartesian phantoms, by sincere male and bloodless female friendships. I cultivated a moderate and abstract sense of rebellion. It had been by no means easy to flee into the mountains and to help set up what both in my opinion and in that of friends, little more experienced than myself, should have become a partisan band affiliated with the resistance movement, Justice and Liberty. Contacts, arms, money, and the experience needed to acquire them were all missing. We lacked capable men, and instead we were swamped by a deluge of outcasts, in good or bad faith, who came from the plain in search of a non-existent military or political organization, of arms, or merely of protection, a hiding place, a fire, a pair of shoes. At that time, I had not yet been taught the doctrine I was later to learn so hurriedly in the lager, that man is bound to pursue his own ends by all possible means, while he who errs but once pays dearly. So that I can only consider the following sequence of events justified. 3 fascist militia companies, which had set out in the night to surprise a much more powerful and dangerous band than ours, broke into our refuge one spectral snowy dawn and took me down to the valley as a suspect person. During the interrogations that followed, I preferred to admit my status of Italian citizen of Jewish race. I felt that otherwise I would be unable to justify my presence in places too secluded even for an evacuee. While I believed wrongly, as was subsequently seen, that the admission of my political activity would have meant torture and certain death. As a Jew, I was sent to Fossoli, near Modena, where a vast detention camp, originally meant for English and American prisoners of war, collected all the numerous categories of people not approved of by the newborn fascist republic. At the moment of my arrival, that is, at the end of January 1944, there were about 150 Italian Jews in the camp. But within a few weeks, their number rose to over 600. For the most part, they consisted of entire families captured by the fascists or Nazis through their imprudence or following secret accusations. A few had given themselves up spontaneously, reduced to desperation by the vagabond life, or because they lacked the means to survive or to avoid separation from a captured relation, or even, absurdly, to be in conformity with the law. There were also about 100 Yugoslavian military internees and a few other foreigners who were politically suspect. The arrival of a squad of German SS men should have made even the optimists doubtful. But we still managed to interpret the novelty in various ways without drawing the most obvious conclusions. Thus, despite everything, the announcement of the deportation caught us all unawares. On the 20th of February, the Germans had inspected the camp with care and had publicly and loudly upbraided the Italian commissar for the defective organization of the kitchen service and for the scarce amount of wood distribution for heating. They even said that an infirmary would soon be opened. But on the morning of the 21st, we learned that on the following day the Jews would be leaving. All the Jews, without exception. Even the children, even the old, even the ill. Our destination? Nobody knew. We should be prepared for a fortnight of travel. For every person missing at the roll call, 10 would be shot.